Aries, March 21 to April 19. Before forming the band called The Beatles, John Lennon, George Harrison, and Paul McCartney performed under various other names, The Quarrymen, Japage 3, and Johnny and the Moondogs. I suspect you are currently at your own equivalent of the Johnny and the Moondogs phase. You're building momentum. You're gathering the tools and resources you need. But you have not yet found the exact title, descriptor, or definition for your enterprise. I suggest you be extra alert for its arrival in the coming weeks. Taurus, April 20 to May 20. I've selected a passage to serve as one of your prime themes during the rest of 2023. It comes from poet Jane Shore. She writes, "Now I feel I am learning how to grow into the space I was always meant to occupy, into a self I can know." Dear Taurus, you will have the opportunity to grow ever more assured and self-possessed as you embody Shore's description in the coming months. Congratulations in advance on the progress you will make to more fully activate your soul's code. Gemini. May 21 to June 20, Georges Rouault, 1871-1958, was a Gemini painter who bequeathed the world more than 3,000 works of art. There might have been even more. But years before he died, he burned 315 of his unfinished paintings. He felt they were imperfect, and he would never have time or be motivated to finish them. I think the coming weeks would be a good time for you to enjoy a comparable purge, Gemini. Are there things in your world that don't mean much to you anymore and are simply taking up space? Consider the possibility of freeing yourself from their stale energy. Cancer, June 21 to July 22. Britain occupied India for almost 200 years. It was a ruthless and undemocratic exploitation that steadily drained India's wealth and resources. Mahatma Gandhi wasn't the only leader who fought British oppression, but he was among the most effective. In 1930, he led a 24-day, 386-kilometer march to protest the empire's tyrannical salt tax. This action was instrumental in energizing the Indian independence movement that ultimately culminated in India's freedom. I vote to make Gandhi one of your inspirational role models in the coming months. Are you ready to launch a liberation project? Stage a constructive rebellion? Marshal the collaborative energies of your people in a holy cause? Leo, July 23, August 22. As crucial as it is to take responsibility, it is also essential to recognize where our responsibilities end and what should be left for others to do. For example, we usually shouldn't do work for other people that they can just as easily do for themselves. We shouldn't sacrifice doing the work that only we can do and get sidetracked doing work that many people can do. To be effective and to find fulfillment in life, it's vital for us to discover what truly needs to be within our care and what should be outside of our care. I see the coming weeks as a favorable time for you to clarify the boundary between these two. Virgo, August 23, Sept. 22, Virgo born Marie Laveau, 1801-1881, was a powerful voodoo priestess, herbalist, activist, and midwife in New Orleans. According to legend, she could walk on water, summon clairvoyant visions, safely suck the poison out of a snake's jowls, and cast spells to help her clients achieve their heart's desires. There is also a wealth of more tangible evidence that she was a community activist who healed the sick, volunteered as an advocate for prisoners, provided free teachings, and did rituals for needy people who couldn't pay her. I hereby assign her to be your inspirational role model for the coming weeks. I suspect you will have extra power to help people in both mysterious and practical ways. Libra, September 23, October 22. What are the best methods to exorcise our personal demons, ghosts, and goblins? Or at least subdue them and neutralize their ill effects? We all have such phantoms at work in our psyches, corroding our confidence and undermining our intentions. One approach I don't recommend is to get mad at yourself for having these interlopers. Never do that. The demon's strategy, you see, is to manipulate you into being mean and cruel to yourself. To drive them away, I suggest you shower yourself with love and kindness. That seriously reduces their ability to trick you and hurt you, and may even put them into a deep sleep. Now is an excellent time to try this approach. Scorpio, October 23, November 21. As she matured, Scorpio poet Sylvia Plath wrote, I am learning how to compromise the wild dream ideals and the necessary realities without such screaming pain. I believe you're ready to go even further than Plath was able to, dear Scorpio. In the coming weeks, you could not merely compromise the wild dream ideals and the necessary realities. You could synergize them and get them to collaborate in satisfying ways. Bonus. I bet you will accomplish this feat without screaming pain. In fact, you may generate surprising pleasures that delight you with their revelations. Sagittarius, November 22 Dec. 2-1. Some primates use herbal and clay medicines to self-medicate. Great apes, chimpanzees, bonobos, and gorillas ingest a variety of ingredients that fight against parasitic infection and help relieve various gastrointestinal disturbances. More info. tinyurl.com/primateselfmedicate.). Our ancestors learned the same healing arts, though far more extensively. And many indigenous people today still practice this kind of self-care. With these thoughts in mind, Sagittarius, I urge you to spend quality time in the coming weeks deepening your understanding of how to heal and nurture yourself. The kinds of medicines you might draw on could be herbs, and may also be music, stories, colors, scents, books, relationships, and adventures. Capricorn, December 22 Jan. 19, the mythic traditions of all cultures are replete with tales of clashes and combats. If we draw on these tales to deduce what activity humans enjoy more than any other, we might conclude that it's fighting with each other. But I hope you will avoid this normal habit as much as possible during the next 3 weeks, Capricorn. I am encouraging you to actively repress all inclinations to tangle. Just for now, I believe you will cast a wildly benevolent magic spell on your mental and physical health if you avoid arguments and skirmishes. Here's a helpful tip. In each situation you're involved in, focus on sustaining a vision of the most graceful, positive outcome. Aquarius, January 20 Feb. 18. Is there a person who could serve as your Uber mother for a while? This would be a wise and tender maternal ally who gives you the extra nurturing you need, along with steady doses of warm, crisp advice on how to weave your way through your labyrinthine decisions. Your temporary Uber mother could be any gender, really. They would love and accept you for exactly who you are, even as they stoke your confidence to pursue your sweet dreams about the future. Supportive and inspirational. Reassuring and invigorating. Championing you and consecrating you. Pisces, February 19 to March 20, congratulations on acquiring the big new riddle. I trust it will inspire you to grow wiser and kinder and wilder over the coming months. I've compiled some clues to help you unravel and ultimately solve this challenging and fascinating mystery. 1. Refrain from calling on any strength that's stingy or pinched. Ally yourself solely with generous power. 2. Avoid putting your faith in trivial and irrelevant benefits. Hold out for the most soulful assistance. 3. The answer to key questions may often be, make new connections and enhance existing connections. Homework. Name 3 wonderful things you want to be experiencing 1 year from today. Newsletter.freewillastrology.com